Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast, and today I have the pleasure of talking with you about a topic that is important for your marketing efforts and one that intimidates a lot of people, and that is video marketing. I invited Nick Goblish to come on the show. He is a person who spent 20 years in the corporate environment, and then he became an entrepreneur. Like many of us who started our legal nurse consulting businesses, who were able to leave that clinical setting and take that leap to become self-employed. Nick is a person I met through the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference, where I have been a speaker, and Nick's been a speaker for at least the last 3 years, right, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 3 years.
And he began his own podcast in 2015 to journal his life stories as he tackles his 40s. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And Pat, I know this is a long time coming because after the speaking engagement we had 2 years ago, you and I had gone back and forth, and I think I thought, oh, I can make the time, and then I couldn't make the time, and then I tried again to make the time. So I guess this is bittersweet now that we're actually connected via the internet, so we can talk about some things that hopefully will benefit your audience and those that subscribe and download your show.
Absolutely, and I know your life has changed a lot since we first mentioned this. You were able to leave your corporate environment and take the plunge, take the risk. Mm-hmm. To start your own business, and that has been going well. And this is an opportunity for us to share some of your expertise with our audience.
Which is great. I'm excited to do that. I always have to pay it forward.
Yes. I know from looking at your website and talking with you and knowing how you've changed your focus that you're assisting people with creating brand-specific video content. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that means. What is brand-specific content?
So I know when we talk about branding, I think marketing really has a lot to do with what you see as a consumer. And I'll use that word a lot as a consumer, because I think as we brand our own businesses and we market who we are and what we do, we can't lose sight of the fact that we're also consumers. So we have an edge because we can see how the other side sees you and perceives what you do and what you put out there. So being the marketing, being what you see, I believe the brand is really about how people feel around you. And Pat, as you mentioned, when I started my podcast in 2015, I didn't have anything out there. I didn't know what I was going to be perceived as. I just knew that I would record my voice and it was a lot of fun. I had done it when I was a kid, and now I could put it on there, put a thumbnail on it, put some descriptions. Even back then, I was so specific and very kitschy about the titles I would put on my shows. No one really understood what it was, so I was definitely far off. I had to learn a lot about how you title your content. And not until the ball started rolling and more people started listening to my show, and I guested on other people's shows, and I brought people on my show, did I start seeing or hearing how people were perceiving me and how they felt about the content I put out there. I heard words like authenticity. I heard words like being real, true, and it's not really what I thought I was going to be. I did market my show. Don't get me wrong. I did what anyone else would do starting a business, or what they tell you on the internet what to do to market your own podcast. Create a Twitter account, an Instagram account, a Facebook account, all these things to market. But not until your consumer consumes your content, whether it be what they see or what they hear, whether it be a podcast or a video and whatever social network you're broadcasting or posting your content on, do you really understand what your brand becomes? And I had worked in, like you'd mentioned before, I was in an HR role. I was an executive in HR, at least my last role, but I was in the human resources world for almost 20 years, been in management even longer than that. And being an HR person, you're exposed to a lot of businesses and how businesses operate and how businesses get their information out there to their consumers so their consumers can buy their product. Now, I worked for companies that provided services. I worked for retailers. And the tricky part was a lot of it was sometimes noise. But at the end of the day, I spent a lot of time with my marketing team to really understand how does that customer view us? So for whatever company I work for. And I think that gave me a little bit of an edge in jumping into what I'm doing now and what I did the last 5 years marketing my podcast, because of the fact that I was able to see from their perspective how they were consuming what I was putting out there. Was what I was doing cheesy? What I was doing informative? And it's funny because when you put podcasts and video content out there, sometimes you're not in charge about how people consume your content or how what they, the intention of what you're trying to convey. What you might not think is funny, they find funny. What you think is supposed to be funny, they find super serious. So it, and that's the, even though I did go in there with an edge, that's been the adventure of really understanding how do I hone it so when I want something to be funny, it's funny. When I want something to be serious, it's serious. When I want to persuade versus inform, am I doing both of those intentionally? And it doesn't come with a lot of its ups and downs, but it does take a lot of practice, a lot of trial and error. There's no one, I don't think, that immediately starts marketing themselves, putting the visuals out there, the audio out there, and immediately they're picked up in a way that they want to. Unless they hire, I'll be honest, I'm sure most of your listeners and legal nursing consultants don't have an entire marketing firm like Mad Men with them to sit down with 25 people trying to brainstorm. Usually it's just what you do. But I think the fact that most of it's free and the mistakes don't cost a lot of money, and you can always take it down if you want to, I think that gives us small business owners and a huge list of things to do that don't cost a dime. But eventually, if you do 10 things, two or three of those things are definitely going to win. Kind of like playing the lottery, basically, I think. It's like slots. It's like playing the slots.
And I think one of the things that legal nurse consultants struggle with is that they all offer similar services. They need to figure out how to set themselves apart from their competitors.
Sure.
They may even use the same language on their websites to describe their services. So they are looking for a way to stand out, to be unique. Can you comment on how videos might be able to help them with that?
Yes. Well, let me go back to the point that you said in regards to everyone else maybe doing the same thing. When I started my podcast in 2015, I had been listening to podcasts for a very long time since I got my first iPod in 2007. So the commutes to work, anytime I was doing anything with any downtime, I was listening to podcasts. And like any Gen Xer born in the 1980s, video games, comic books, and no matter sci-fi movies, I listened to those podcasts that talked about those things. And in hanging out with friends of mine, they said, you know what, you should start a podcast about that stuff. You love talking about movies. You love talking about pop culture and science fiction. Why don't you do that? And I had to take a step back and realize, okay, they're already talking about that. So why would I want to talk about that? But if I can talk about that, what's the one thing that will differentiate me from all of them? And the answer was me. So if I'm able to still talk about those things, but yet add a story or two that only I know, because I guess, Pat, my reality was I didn't want my podcast to just fade away after I started. I do want it to end, but I didn't want it to fade away. And I didn't want to people to say, and I've always been like this, even I studied art and in college and I was a radio and video minor. And I never wanted to create any content that was like everybody else's. I'd rather be so, I was in a band, Pat. And, you know, at a time when everyone was playing in the 90s, everyone else's songs, my band only played our own songs, I think the only covers we had was Stepping Stone by the Monkees. We turned that into a rock song. That was really great. And we did White Wedding by Billy Idol. That was the only cover songs that we did, but the rest of them were originals. Now, were we as popular as some of the other bands that covered everybody else's music? No. But were we unique? Do we have people that followed us? And I think as a content creator, one, the trickiest part is differentiating yourself. And two, it's infusing yourself into your world of who you are. Now, you mentioned before about legal nurse consultants that have websites, right? And the language is pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. Well, when they hire you, they're not just hiring what you know. And they're not hiring you for information. They're hiring you. As an entrepreneur, when I love the fact that it's not so much what I do with my, because I could recommend 100 other people. And you know this too, Pat. We met these people at the podcast conference where there's 100 people there that do what I do. But how I try to differentiate myself is I try to be more of a coach than a podcast and video producer, because I rather make a connection with my clients to differentiate myself where people go, you know what, I want to hire him because he spends a little bit extra time helping me be my best versus just simply going to that person who's just going to listen to me for an hour, tell me what to do, and then spit out my product. And when you have a website or you have an online platform and you want people to turn to you first, it, like I said before, it will take some time, but you have to infuse a little bit of yourself in your content to differentiate it. I wouldn't know what legal nursing was if it wasn't for you, Pat. If it wasn't for hearing you speak, I remember the first time I saw you speak, I'll be honest, this was like 3 years ago. And I was like, that is absolute Greek to me. And then the more and more I listened, I understand more. And I have a sense, the only reason why I have a sense of what that is because of the fact I've listened to your show and I've heard you speak. But it's because of that flavor you put into it and that calm personality that you have and that soothing demeanor that goes, oh, that's interesting. I want to hear more, a little bit more about this. You're not over the top. You're not too under the table. You're just right. But that's because you put yourself out there. Now, does it work for everybody? Is everyone comfortable putting themselves out there? No, absolutely not. But we talked about, I think you might have mentioned this before. I heard it in your show earlier today that I was listening in my car about risk, that there is a little bit of a risk, not even just starting your own business, but actually putting yourself into your content, putting a face to your what you say and talking about your expertise. I did a video series last year. A friend of mine said, Nick, you know so much about the technical stuff. I know this microphone I'm recording on is one of those props I bought for one of these videos I did on YouTube where, Pat, I wanted to teach people about how to make podcasting easier. And from the moment I hit record or broadcast, I did Facebook Lives. I've never been more insecure in my life because all I could think is anyone who's watching me could find this information everywhere else. Everywhere else. So the first episode I even took off the internet because I spent a half an hour trying to justify my existence. But as the more and more I did it, the more comfortable I did it, the second, third, fourth video, I was like, you know what? People are tuning in. I hopefully will share a different element of what I'm trying to teach here and then keep it simple. So I stuck to the making podcasts easier. And it's the irony is if I look back, I think I nailed it because I'm a good teacher and I was able to really simplify that, but also again, differentiate it. I focused on mm-hmm. very different things because it's in my nature. It goes back to when I was in a band as an artist and right up now as a business owner.
Well, if we talk about videos specifically for a business purpose, mm-hmm. then what are the different kinds of videos that you would recommend a legal nurse consultant have?
Perfect. Now you're going to have to help me out with this, Pat, because mm-hmm. I might need some, you might have to tell me whether or not this is it, right or wrong or on path here. When I look at businesses that want to use video to sell their product, okay, one is just simply commercial, right? Uh-huh. There's a 30-second or 50-second splash page video that you might have on your website or on your Facebook page that's at the top of your posts that just simply says who you are and what you do. I usually tell my clients for their episode zero, when they do their first podcast episode to get it on the internet, that's like a commercial. I've talked about that on my YouTube channel. I tell my clients, say who you are, what you're going to talk about, and what they're going to get out of it. And I think that's one thing that most content creators forget is what's the intent of why I'm sharing this with you? Why am I wasting time? Or not say wasting, because it could be a waste if it's not spent properly, but why am I spending time right now talking to you? What do I want you to get out of it? And that may be simply saying, well, this is the content you can get on my website. Or if you follow me on Facebook, you can join our community of legal nurse consultants. And these are things you already know, Pat, but it's, is it a lead? Does that small bit of commercial content take them to someone else? You know, we call it the call to action, the CTA. What are you trying to get them to do? Because I go all the way back when I took communications in college, it was you communicate to do two things, persuade and inform. Are you persuading them to do something or are you informing them to do something? The commercial is really a way to persuade someone to do something. Now, in this day and age now, when we want people to open up their wallets and give us money for what we know how to do and what we can offer, sometimes we have to use those that video content, whether it be pot audio or video content, to give them something for free. So sometimes you may, rather than doing a small commercial, put something out, maybe 2 to 3 minutes of education. You want to inform them. Just give them a little taste of what you can do, and then tag it with a call to action right at the end that gets them to go somewhere else. I don't recall her. I didn't memorize her name, but your latest podcast about someone who had online courses. You know, if she puts her content out there or her face out there, it drives someone to then purchase a class or a course. And I'm assuming there's a huge market for your legal nurse consulting of the information that you can provide that people will want to buy, another lawyer will want to get. I mean, I see opportunities for subscription-based websites where you put, there might be a series of podcasts you put out there that people have to buy at a price. They pay $3.99 or $5.99 and they have access to all these avenues of knowledge that you put out every month. So the informative piece is, one, it will lead to someone actually, again, opening their wallet, paying you for the content. But you can use video or podcasting to give free information. I mean, you do this all the time with your podcast, Pat. You give all this free knowledge out, which then leads to something else, a way that you generate revenue as a small business. But again, it's also about putting yourself out there. I have one client that she is not social. She's not a social person, but yet wants to use Facebook. And when I walked her through and taught her how to do that, just something very small, even a post that I put that actually led for business, it led to business for me, which I never said what I did, but it led to a lead. I told her, and I think sometimes I have to tell some clients that, well, you can go old school marketing. It doesn't require you to do anything, which is great, but you have to pay for a billboard or pay for an ad, or you could do that's still out there, by the way, Pat, you know that. You can still market. Yeah, you can still market your business by doing that. But that's what's so great about social media is because if you have the courage and you want to take the risk to put yourself out there, it's free. It's absolutely free, and that's what's so great. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it's free now. That they don't, you know, we don't go to the conference next year, and there's a whole course about how to, you know, how to pricing plans on Facebook pages, you know, business pages.
Yes, that's.
I hope that answers your question.
Before we continue, I want to lay down an assertion. Today's competitive environment demands that the LNCs who want to succeed as an independent consultant have a business coach. Making mistakes is expensive. Consider the costs of charging fees that the market will not bear, missing deadlines, turning in inferior work product, not being responsive to an attorney's requests, not knowing how to attract the attention of attorneys, or not using sound business practices to manage cash flow. A business coach understands your goals, dreams, and strengths. A coach is part advisor, part cheerleader, and part manager. A coach helps you set goals and achieve them. A coach provides advice, support, focus, and guidance. These are some of the benefits of working with a coach: helping you identify prospects and referral sources, getting an objective perspective on your marketing methods and materials, setting measurable goals and learning specific strategies to achieve them, making a commitment to specific activities and being held accountable to achieve them, moving your marketing activities to a higher level by embracing new tools and techniques such as video marketing, practicing your marketing activities in a safe environment before implementing them, An experienced coach works in your niche and understands how to market to attorneys. And that helps you avoid making expensive mistakes in marketing and business management. A coach is like a business partner without the entanglements who gives you insight, direction, and a new perspective. I coach LNCs through LNCacademy.com, and I'm offering you an opportunity to talk with me for free. Set up a call with me, Pat Iyer, at this link. The link is http://lnc.tips/get help. That's all one word, get help. The link is http://lnc.tips/get help. Let's return to the show.
So as we talk about putting ourselves out there, then I think the question that would arise in our listeners' mind is, how can I get people to pay attention? How can I make my video engaging or compelling so that the person doesn't click off in the first 3 seconds?
Perfect. One is professionalism. You joke because I have a collared shirt on. I thought that was funny earlier, but I think, unfortunately, first impressions are still the most important impressions. We have so much content that we hop on our phones before we go to bed or when there's some downtime, and you're inundated with videos and ads and videos and ads and posts on Instagram that you might cycle through. And I think looking professional is probably the first thing. Now, when I say look professional, it's shot on a nice high definition camera. One thing I do frequently before I post things on the internet is, I don't like the internet when it comes to recording content. Most of the content I record on something else, whether it be a camcorder, a DSLR camera, or my phone, and then I upload it to my Instagram page, because you don't lose the fidelity of the video and the audio. So mm-hmm. that's number one. You want things to sound good. So if you're shooting with a high-end camera, spend the extra few dollars for a high-end recorder or a microphone that you can it can be very conflicting when something either sounds really good and looks bad, or looks really good and sounds bad. Mm-hmm. So it's trying to find that. And you don't need to be a professional videographer to be able to do that. Experiment during your downtime. If you have an office, a home office that's decorated a certain way, and you think that might be a good backdrop, pop your camera on a stand. You can inexpensive tripod stands that are like $9 that attach to a basic camera tripod that you can clip your phone to. You can turn your office into a studio. But I think first and foremost, people will stay and listen longer and watch longer if it sounds good. If it sounds good. Now that's number one. Number two, the biggest thing is probably being authentic. Being as real as you can. I follow certain content creators that there was a time where they were awful. You go back 5 years and look at their content, they were awful. But it's all par for the course. It's just like when you started your podcast and I started mine, it didn't sound good, but it took a little bit of time and practice to be able to do that. So being authentic, but also realizing that your first video isn't going to knock it out of the park unless you hire someone to do it for you, which I work with clients to accelerate that. To get them past that or mitigate those obstacles that they think, it's going to cost me this and that to be able to make it look good. When I say, no, it's not. Give me your phone. Let me show you. Or let me show you with this microphone what it's capable of doing.
Yeah, I think that that's a barrier in the minds of people who are inexperienced with creating video, is that they wonder, should they go to a studio? Should they get a high-definition video recorder? Can they use their phone? You know, what are your recommendations on that?
Well, I think at this day and age, to go the most inexpensive route is having a phone is probably the best way to get content and put it on anything. I mean, you could record a video and put it right to a YouTube channel like that. I mean, you can publish a whole video series on a YouTube channel connected to your website right there. Now, when it comes to putting video on your website, hopefully, I'm not a web designer, but I have experience designing websites, whether it be on Squarespace or Wix, or I've done my own on WordPress, you might need a little bit of help on getting your videos on there. But having a phone is, that's the easy way. You can easily, if you'd like to, and cameras are very inexpensive. They can run HD cameras, 4K cameras, these ones with the highest definition that's out today, can be purchased between $300 and $500. GoPros are inexpensive, or you can get a DSLR camera, which are regular photography cameras that have the ability to record video. One of the cameras I use, it's called a 70D, a Canon 70D. It was, I think a few years back, I saw a vlogger using it. He was a military vet who created a workout channel. And it was at the time when I was getting into podcasting and the power of social media, you can just ask people questions. So I just thought his video looked good. So I ended up buying the camera. Now, the irony is though, Pat, just because you buy the camera doesn't mean your videos are going to look good. Sometimes you might need to take a course. You have websites like Udemy or books that you can buy online that give you, you know, learn photography in 20 days. There's a level of education. I think just the learning curve on a phone is, you can go on YouTube, type in how to best shoot video with an iPhone 10. You'll find a slew of videos to teach yourself. But sometimes, I guess where I come in is sometimes people don't have the time to teach themselves something. So I work with them to figure out a way how best that they learn, and then kind of package that to show them how to do it, whether they want to hear someone tell them how to do it, they want to see someone how to do it, or they want to show, you need to show them how to do it, have them touch the camera and mess around with it.
And I think for our listeners who are listening to the various types of cameras, they may be thinking, oh, that sounds so complicated. Mm-hmm. I personally can tell you that I bought equipment and that sat in its original boxes, and I never opened it because I was intimidated by it. Mm-hmm. I bought Camtasia at version 6.
Oh, okay.
I think version up to, well, it's version 2019 now. Mm-hmm. I carried that from computer to computer to computer before I finally opened it up. And the program that I thought would be so difficult to edit, it turned out I watched some how-to videos that took me maybe 15 minutes, and I was up and editing my first video.
Yeah, because we did talk about that, Pat. You mentioned about cameras, but if you're going to be editing, and I think when I mentioned the iPhone or the Android that you have that you're using to post videos on Facebook or YouTube or any social media platform with your phone, there's a minimal amount of editing that can be done, filters that can be used. But if you really want to create high-end content that's professionally edited, again, remember, I think professionally edited means it was edited on a professional platform.
Right.
That's it. That's it. So exactly. If you use iMovie or you use Camtasia or you use Final Cut, which is what I use, Final Cut 10 on Mac or Adobe Premiere on a PC, it is, trust me, it is intimidating. I remember I learned how to edit video on VHS tapes, big giant 3/4 inch VHS tapes and pots, and I press buttons. And I remember editing videos with two VCRs plugged into each other with audio, microphone plugged in, like audio capture. I have a passion for it. I just like technology. And if it wasn't for people being intimidated, I may not have the work that I have. But if you're willing to dive into it, you can learn the basics without having to kill yourself trying to take a year's worth of video courses. And to Pat's point, you can go on YouTube. YouTube's amazing because you can find something so specific. How do I do this on this application? How do I cut a sound file in Audacity, which is a free sound editing software that anyone can download. You know, the irony is, Pat, Audacity to me is intimidating. Even though it's free, to me, I think it's more complicated than some of the ones that you actually pay for. But you can ask the internet or ask Siri or ask Alexa, how do you get that? And she'll find it for you. But to your point, Pat, you have to take the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I could say this, as a newly, business owner, where I got a paycheck every other week, and now every paycheck I get, I drive that paycheck. And not only do I have a production business, but I also started my own painting business, which I use the social media aspect to promote that business. I have to do it. Like it's on me. No one's going to stop me. I don't have a marketing department that's going to knock on my door and say, hey, by the way, our budget's this and we need to sit down and brainstorm. No one cares. If I don't have yard signs to put in the yard, it's because I didn't go order them. If I didn't get a proposal done for someone to, for a series of videos, it's because I didn't send it to them. So videos are out there. It's not easy. It's definitely, it's not easy. It's easier than it's ever been, and it's inexpensive than it's ever been. However, it does take work. You have to put the time in, and it's minimal, but the time in and dedicate some time to actually do it. If you choose to do it on your own and self-produce.
And I think you're bringing up a great point, because we can differentiate ourselves as business owners by the way that we use video. And in our field, no one's doing it. So we stand out just because we put in that little bit of learning curve, which is, quite honestly, Nick, not as intimidating as learning the intricacies of medicine and medical records and liability issues.
Yeah.
Complications and orthopedic injuries. Our listeners are very well capable of tackling what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But can you give us, as we wrap up, just maybe one tip about how you get started? How do you get through that zero to one learning curve?
So at everyone's disposal, yours, mine, and all of your listeners and the practitioners that follow your show, all of you have a phone, and all of you have the ability to download free social media apps. So you have Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, all of you have the ability to do that. And you also have the ability to create business pages. It doesn't cost anything. You follow the prompts. It's very easy. You can go to YouTube to walk yourself through it. Or you can ask a friend, because someone will be able to show you. I think it just takes that one video, that one time where, even on an Instagram page, to say, hey, by the way, thanks for following my Instagram page. I'm Nick. This is my company. This is what you should expect to see on these posts. I'm really excited to be, again, remember, in parentheses, you need to be authentic when you do this. You can script it, but people will see right through it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can fail recording a less than 60-second video of yourself being you talking about what you do. There is absolutely, you cannot screw that up at all. And the greatest thing about it is on your phone, you can record it. If you don't like it, you don't have to post it. You can keep recording until you like it. And you post it on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is, or you do a Facebook Live and just say, hey, this is me. I've seen so many people that do that, but I don't forget them because they've done it. To not do it, I used to say to employees that I would coach, Pat, I'd say, if you keep doing, nothing's going to happen if you don't do anything. The only way something's going to happen or something's going to be impacted is if you impact something and do something. Yep. And I think if everyone that's listening to the show and is dying to jump into the video space and wants to do it, just, and you have an Instagram page, just put a video up and talk about what you do. Pat, that's how I got to know you. You talked about what you did. Now I'm like, whoa, I know about what that is. Never in a million years. I never would have known what that is. I said to myself, like, that's a thing? Like, that's people mm-hmm. do that? That's awesome. But and then suddenly there's this enormous niche of people that do the same exact thing. One of my clients or a few clients are CRNAs, certified anesthetist.
Registered nurse anesthetist.
Anesthetists, yes. See? Yeah. And they created a Facebook page simply to bring a community of moms together that do that same thing. They've created such a niche of people that they can't screw it up. All they have to do is relate to them. And by being themselves and talking about what they do as moms, and people are going to follow them. And in putting that, oh, and also the caveat to all that about putting that first video out, do not expect that video to go viral, quote unquote.
Yes.
I think you, and you can speak to this, Pat, you, me, and other content creators have the influence and value and purpose of our of what we put out there because we've been doing it consistently over and over and over again. We have a library of things out there. I've never heard any content creator that put one video out and went, I'm done. I've arrived. That's it. I'm never going to put another video out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell millions of books, or people are going to bend over backwards to be able to try out my services. You just have to keep pushing through. But you have to do that one small video, just like I did last year on those Making Podcasts Easier, or my first podcast, or my first talking event at the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference where I met Pat. It's just that one, just one time. And then once you do that, then it's over. Then you get addicted to it and you just want to do it over and over again.
You're right. It becomes easier and easier and easier with time. How can our listeners find out more about you, Nick, in terms of what you offer?
Great. Okay. You can find me on the web. Most of my content and services are on thedependentindependent.com. There you'll learn a little bit more about what I do for clients, whether it be for podcasting, for video, or for just simple media consulting. And when I say media consulting, you may be someone who already has a lot of content out there. So based on my brand experience and my marketing experience and my people experience, I could sit, look at all your content and evaluate where you may be spending too much of your time, that it's being wasted, versus where you should be spending most of your time, where it could be adding value. And my podcast called The Dependent Independent Podcast, which is it's a 200 episode podcast, which is full episodes and small episodes in between. Hopefully one day I will be done and I'll be able to look back and listen, because it is more of a diary. And that can be downloaded on whatever podcast player you listen to Pat's show on as well. And I'm on YouTube, Facebook, and everything like that. So we have tons of communities. And that's the fun part about it, everyone. When you create content, you have the opportunity to create a community around that content, where similar people that enjoy your content are like-minded and will build relationships. And that's always fun. It's never in a vacuum. I love when my fans talk to each other and become friends, and that's what makes it way more important than just simply putting my face on a camera and posting something. So yeah, that's where they can find me.
Well, Nick, you've given us some great information. If I can pull out the pieces that I think are most meaningful to me, it is how important it is to just get started. Don't expect perfection. Don't expect you're going to get 100,000 viewers of your first YouTube video. Pull out your phone, which has got a wonderful camera on it, and use that. Don't get freaked out by thinking that you have to buy sophisticated equipment that is going to have a learning curve to learn. Mm-hmm. And you can use YouTube to shortcut your learning for mm-hmm. virtually everything that we've been talking about today. Mm-hmm. When attorneys find you as a legal nurse consultant on YouTube, you'll be a novelty, because there's very few people in our field who are consistently putting out video content about legal nurse consulting. I know of a handful of people who are doing that right now. And we didn't talk about this, Nick, but so much of the content that is going to be available in Google in the future is going to be video and will be boosted high by Google because of their commitment to video content. So if you don't have videos, you're not going to be found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but well, like anything, if I'm at a party or something and I sit in a corner and don't say hi to anyone, Pat, was I really there? You know, it's just a different way of saying, hey, over here, look at me, I have something to say. It's just a technology. It's just using technology to do it and speaking to a more of a vast audience.
And I'm sure this has happened to you, Nick. I know it's happened to me. People who see me on video or hear my podcasts feel like they know me. And
yes.
Then they walk up to me and say, you look just like your videos. Wow. Yeah. It's
well,
funny
what I
how that works.
What I mentioned before, I have a painting business as well that I started. When I do meet a customer that I don't know or I'm not familiar with, the first thing I tell them is, you need to troll my Instagram page and my Facebook page, because I put videos about my work and what my philosophies are and why I enjoy it. And I have an enormous passion for house painting. And I think that's great. I don't know a lot of, and when you talk about differentiating, I don't know how many other contractors do that. When was the last time a plumber or an electrician said, hey, by the way, before I come to your house and work on it, why don't you check out my Facebook page and learn a little bit more about me? So that way, when I show up and they welcome me into their home, I'm a lot more familiar to them, which leads to more work, and that's why I'm so busy. To be honest, I have to set up for a job tonight. I have to prepare for that later on this evening for the rest of the week. So it's funny how you have to be careful, because if you do put yourself out there, it will lead to something.
Yes.
It will lead to something, and you're going to have to. That's a responsibility you take by putting yourself out there.
And I think leading to something for us as legal nurse consultants translates into clients, repeat business, more cases, referrals. So that's our reward for being able to take that little bit of a risk that Nick has been talking about and put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way it works.
Well, thank you, Nick. And thank you to you, our listeners, who are absorbing this. I hope we've inspired you. I can tell you that doing your first video is the hardest one that you'll ever do. And then after that, it gets easier and easier and easier. You can check out the LegalNurseBusiness.com video channel, which is on YouTube. And if you download our new mobile app, which is called BizEdu, you can get our videos on your app, as well as our podcasts, blogs, courses, free reports, and other materials. And you can get that at LegalNurseBusiness.com/BizEdu. You'll also get writing tips that'll improve your skills as a legal nurse consultant. Be sure to tune in next week. We'll have a new guest, new topic, and tell your friends who are legal nurse consultants about Legal Nurse Podcast. Thanks so much for being a part of this show. And thank you, Nick, once again for sharing your expertise.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Do you have lots of questions about being a legal nurse consultant? Are you wondering about how to get clients, grow and manage a business, and dig into medical records? Do you feel a little lost? Other than having a call with me, I have an additional resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help you discover ways to strengthen your skills in business. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Could you use a monthly boost of knowledge to keep expanding your skills? Are you a lifelong learner who enjoys the chance to keep learning more and keeping your skills sharp? LNCEU.com gives you 2 online trainings every month to build your LNC business. Look at the options at LNCEU.com and start right away in the comfort of your home. Are you interested in building your LNC business by getting more clients, making more money, and avoiding expensive mistakes? The LNCacademy.com is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a solid foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCacademy.com. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at LNCEU.com. And my last website, the LNCacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.